manners, right? Please and thank you were the staples. That's the first kind of start, right? But over time, as we practice those manners, it kind of turned into an attitude, right? I'll call it an attitude of gratitude, right? So that if we are thankful enough over time, that's just kind of built into who we are, and we give thanks for little things and big things alike. So I'm going to start out with my little moment of gratitude. So back home in Indiana, from where my family lives, there's a gentleman that was in the town, small town where I grew up. It was 1,200, 1,500 people, so a real small town. And he enjoys to turn wood right now. So he makes these beautiful wooden bowls and rolling pins and all kinds of stuff. And my parents were over at his place last week. They wanted to purchase one of his bowls. And he said, before you leave, he called out to his wife. He said, get me a pen. And so his wife brought a pen. And he told my parents, he said, when you see Mike, give him this pen. So it's a beautiful wooden pen. And he said, tell him to write many good homilies with this pen. So Vern, this homily is for you. I used your pen. So as we go through life and we develop our manners and we get this attitude of gratitude, we turn this into the story of the 10 lepers. So the lepers, it's more than just having a disease, right? It's more than just a skin disease. This would have affected their entire person. I mean, even in the story, they say that they stood at a distance from Jesus. So, I mean, even just that social distance that they had to keep from others shows how much that would have affected your person, affected the person. So when they were healed, it was more than just a physical healing. It was an emotional healing. It was a soulful healing. They healed their entire person. It was a complete transformation. I mean, could you imagine having something that kept you away from family members, that kept you at a distance from anybody that you loved and cared for? Oh, wait, maybe we can. So when we get to the point where we are able to reunite with all those friends and families, and we're not kept away from barriers of masks and plexiglass and wood and doors and windows, what's our reaction going to be? I mean, we're going to be thankful, right? But are we going to be thankful to God for that great gift? Look, I'm as guilty as anybody else. Over time, you kind of take for granted the people that are in your lives, family, friends, coworkers. Maybe this has taught us, maybe we're taking a little bit too much for granted. So when we finally get this pandemic over and behind us, can we turn to God with this gratitude of all the gifts of the people that he has put in our lives? I hope that I can do that. I hope you can do that as well. But I know I'm like the 9 lepers, more than not. I'd be walking away, I'm like, wow, this is cool. Let me go tell my friends, tell my family. I probably wouldn't be the one, the Samaritan, to return to God to give thanks. But by returning to Jesus to give thanks, that leper, two things happened to that leper. There was a deep encounter with Jesus, and he was given a blessing by Jesus. I think there's a lesson here for all of us, so that when we turn to Jesus in a spirit of gratitude, we deepen that encounter. Even if we have that gratitude for another person, we deepen that encounter with that other person. The relationship grows. And so when we turn to gratitude to our Lord, we deepen that relationship. Like a lot of times, family can breed familiarity, right? And it's kind of easy over time to kind of forget to be grateful for the things that they do for us, the people that they are. It doesn't happen all at once. It just kind of happens over time, right? Slowly, you forget the thank yous and the please, and that attitude of gratitude just kind of slips away a little bit. But everything is a gift. Everything is a gift. So if we can learn to turn to our family members once again and maybe rekindle that awesome spirit of gratitude that they bring to our lives, maybe that will help us return with a better gratitude to God for all that he has given to us. So on this Thanksgiving Day, as we gather in whatever groups we can gather in this year, let us all be thankful to God for all the gifts that he has given us. I am grateful for every one of you here today. All of you at home, I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving Day.